And good afternoon and welcome everyone to Piers Legion Park. It's no joke, we're playing baseball today. As Eden Valley Watkins is in town for a Central Minnesota Conference matchup. Eagles 2-2, Pioneers 3-2. And Eden Valley just finishing up their infield. So we're pretty close to getting started here as assistant Dan Berg lifts a foul pop to the catcher, and that'll wrap up their infield. We'll have the national anthem coming up, and we'll be back. We'll visit with head coach of the Pioneers, Dan Sayre, joins us. It's Piers, Eden Valley Watkins this afternoon amongst the snow flurries.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Due to your activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker's Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Joining me on today's pregame show is the head coach of the Pioneers, Dan Sayre. Coach, quite a temperature difference from Friday's beautiful weather here, but it's playable. You guys will get this game in with Eden Valley Watkins. It's a big conference game to start the week.
Yeah, it is. They're towards the top, and obviously we're undefeated at 2-0, so it is a big game. Granted, weather isn't what you draw up compared to last Friday when it was 70 degrees and sunny, but told the kids whoever can handle the weather today might be the team that's victorious.
You know, you talk to guys like probably Noah and Cody, who have older brothers playing college ball, and this is probably dreamlike weather for some of the conditions they play up in Bemidji and Brainerd.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Dave Rush just texted me and said, well, at least it's not raining out. And my reply was, it's too cold to rain, right, as the snowflakes are trickling down. But, yeah, this is Minnesota baseball. You go from 55, 16 sunny to 30 degrees and windy, and, you know, we kicked around whether we do or don't play today, and obviously safety is always the number one concern. But it's not raining out. We're going to allow the kids to wear jackets in the field, so we just got to come out and play ball.
And you've already had one game with Eden Valley Watkins postponed, if I'm right, until later on in May. Question off the field. I mean, you've been involved in football for a long time, basketball, obviously, head coach of baseball, but talk about the mentality of preparing for a ball game. Football is such a high intensity. Sometimes you almost got to try and reel the kids in a little bit. Basketball kind of the same way. A lot of these kids are wrestlers as well, so you know they're amped up. But what about the mental part of getting ready for a baseball game?
Just staying focused. And, you know, it's of all the sports is by far the one where it's toughest to have intensity and to make an impact, unless you're on the pitching mound or you're 3 or 4 bats a game. And, you know, we talked to the kids after the game on Friday. I'll be honest, we were flat, and I didn't like that. And I know it happens sometimes when you face a good pitcher like this Jurek kid, but the bottom line is you can't take at-bats into the dugout, and you sure as heck can't take at-bats onto the field. And I thought we did that, and we were just flat, and it's hard to explain unless you've coached sports or you watched a lot of high school sports. But, you know, so much of baseball is mental, preparing yourself every pitch, whether you're in the field, in the dugout, or in the box. So focus, 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 and pick each other up.
big part of a team getting ready for what hopefully will be a nice playoff run is having plenty of arms ready, and to get ready you got to throw innings, and Lane Gertz will get an opportunity today.
Yeah, we were kind of chuckling Friday afterwards, talking to you, Rick, about it. You know, Lane Gertz shut out a very, very good section runner-up Little Falls team last year, the last game of the regular season, and it's his first time on the mound for us. And two reasons for that: A, he's an excellent shortstop, and B, we have a lot of other kids that were capable of throwing. So we get confidence in Lane. He's a bulldog out there, and not his ideal pitching conditions for the first game, but a lot of confidence in him.
That was one of the better chuckles I've shared in quite a while here. What do you know about this Eden Valley team today, their pitcher that you expect to see?
They're scrappy. The pitcher that we've seen today beat us last year. He's a lefty that wasn't overpowering, kind of located, but it's a 6-5 game, and, you know, we had a lot of weak ground balls last time we faced him. We got going in the 6th and 7th inning, but it was too late, so they had a lot of guys coming back from last year. We got to come out, play our game, and if Lane pumps strikes, we have confidence.
Yeah, start of a big week with the first of, I think, three scheduled doubleheaders within the conference with Maple Lake on the road on Thursday, so let's get off on a right foot today, Coach.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Sayre of the Pioneers on You Were There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
We are back at Legion Park in Pierce, getting set for today's first pitch. And getting the start today is right-hander Lane Gertz for the Pioneers. Gertz at pitcher today. That means, for the first time, there will be a new shortstop as well. Cody Meyer will be manning that position where Lane is normally stationed. Behind the plate is Matt Kummet. First base, Teddy Daler. Second base, Aaron Weber. Meyer at short. And Matt Taugis starts at third today. In the outfield for Coach Sayre, he goes Nick Harold in left, Noah Bozer in center, and Colton Eichens in right today. The batting order for Eagles head coach Mike Thompson looks like this. It'll be center fielder Reese Jansen to lead off. Pitcher Matt Leese will bat second. Batting third is the third baseman Logan Lynn. Hitting fourth at first is Austin Schlangen. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Travis Thielen. Hitting seventh today. Actually, hitting sixth will be second baseman Pat Janisch. Batting seventh then, Jordan Unterberger, the catcher. Hitting eighth and DHing Corey Matthijs. He bats for Luke Ludwig, the right fielder, and Matt Schindler, the left fielder. Hits in the 9 spot. Here we go with Reese Jansen to face Lane Gertz, and we're underway. And the first pitch called a strike. First pitch at 4:38, 37 degrees, wind gusts upper 20s, over 30. There's a pop foul out of play. Gertz ahead 0-2. Well, I'm sure one of the messages that Coach Sayre and Coach Shabluski kind of passed along to Lane is, help your fielders out. Work quickly out there on the mound. Nobody likes to stand around out there in the cold. And Lane has worked ahead quickly 0-2 here, and Jansen lifts one back and out. Still 0-2. Matt Leese and Logan Lynn to follow. All white uniforms with the navy blue stripe that goes from across kind of the shoulder blade, each shoulder blade down the rib cage. Here's the 2-strike pitch again. High. 1-2. The wind, the strong wind that it is blowing in from left. Across the field here, left to right. Top of the first batter of the game up there. Here's the pitch from Gertz. Swinging a chopper back to Lane. Got it, third base side of the mound. Steps, throws to Daler, and there's one out. So Gertz retires the first man he faces on a comebacker to the mound, and it brings up Eden Valley Watkins pitcher Matt Leese. Leese defeated Pierce last year, 6-5, when they split a doubleheader. Leese and then Lynn. And there's one outside. Ball one. The only Pioneer that has opted to not wear any extra clothing today I should say, has opted to wear extra clothing is the catcher, Matt Kummet. He's got a kind of a red warm-up on. Everybody else has just gone to their normal jerseys with sleeves. Coach Sayre did tell them that they have the option, if they want, to wear jackets. That one is low. Lisa, left-handed hitter. And the pitch from Gertz. Swinging a foul tip. Our home plate umpire today is Pat Goldeneck. Out on the bases is Dave Zabzelka. 370 to center, 305 to right, 310 to left, 345 to the right center, and 350 to left center. Swinging a pop-up. Foul territory, first base. Maybe a chance for Kummet up the line. Couldn't get it. Wind kind of pushed that one just out of the reach. There was plenty of room, a good 15 to 20 feet in front of the first base dugout, but wind just kept carrying that one away from Matt Kummet. And so Lee still alive up there. One down, Reese Jansen led off, hitting back to the mound. And Lane delivers, and there's one knocked back and out of play. It's two balls, two strikes to Matt Lease. He stands a little bit up in the box, front toe kind of pointed down into the dirt as Lane missed one in front of home. 3-2 now. Eden Valley Watkins lost last time out. They dropped one 10-9 to Lester Prairie Holy Trinity. They're 2-2. Conference-wise, they are 1-1. There's a walk. Another one in the dirt. A one-out walk, and it'll bring up Eagle third baseman Logan Lynn. Piers is 2-0. Kimball and Maple Lake are 1-0. Holding Ford, Rockford, Eden Valley, Watkins are 1-1, and then BBE and Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, 0-2. The early conference standings. Here's the Gertz pitch, and he's low for the third straight offering here. That's the first pitch to Lynn. One ball, no strikes. Belgrade Brutnell Rosa is at Holding Ford today, and Kimball at Rockford. Tomorrow, Howard Lake is at Maple Lake. Low again as Lane's struggling here. 2-0. Pierce goes to Maple Lake for a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock Thursday. 2-0 pitch. Inside, three balls, no strikes. Austin Schlangen on deck. One on, one out for Eden Valley Watkins, top of the first inning. Daler holds over there with the runner, and there's a fastball pumped in for a strike by Lane Gertz. 3-1 the count to the right-handed hitting Lynn. Throw over. Back safely is Matt Lease. He walked with one out. Aaron Weber will play up the middle at second base. Up at third is Talgis. 3-1 pitch low. He's walked two in a row. Lease to second. Lynn to first. Brings up the first baseman, Austin Schlangen. Schlangen, a right-hander, playing first base when the Eagles will take the field. Colton Eichens, a step towards the line out in right. A lot of room in right center for Schlangen. And Gertz from the set goes into his set position. And the first pitch to Schlangen, swing and a miss. 0-1. Gertz will try and get a ground ball here. Double play candidate up there in Schlangen. Travis Teal in the shortstop is on deck. Here's a one-strike pitch, fouled away. Good cut there by Schlangen, and he looked like he was right on that pitch. 0-2. Two strikes with Daler playing behind the runner, Logan Lynn, at first now. One out, two on. Both men reached by way of walk. Strike three inside corner, and Gertz has his first strikeout. He rings up Schlangen. Looked like a fastball. And there are two outs. And it brings up Eden Valley walking shortstop, Travis Thielen. Batting in the five spot today for head coach Mike Tomsche. A couple of years ago, the Eagles won back-to-back state championships. Got the opportunity to play at the Target Field. There's a liner into right. Base hit. We'll watch the runner coming around third. Eichens fires it back in. They're going to send the runner. Daler has trouble hanging onto the ball. And it's an RBI single for Travis Thielen and the Eagles. Strike first. 1-0. He just stuck the bat out and went with the pitch into right. Eichens throw handcuffed Daler at first on the cutoff. And he never did unleash a throw. So it's 1-0 Eden Valley Watkins, and now it's second baseman Patrick Janisch to bat. Moving up to second is Logan Lynn. First pitch fastball in for a strike, 0-1. First hit of the game drives in the game's first run, and the walk hurts Lane Gertz. He wants to limit the damage to one, though, right here. On deck, Unterberger, the catcher. Gertz, couple of looks to the runners at second and first. Ground ball towards short. Cody Meyer up with it to Daler. Inning over. But Eden Valley Watkins takes advantage of a couple of walks, and they punch an RBI single to right off the bat of Travis Thielen. They leave two men on. We've played a half an inning. Eden Valley Watkins on the board. It's 1-0 Eagles with the Pioneers coming up when we come back.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
All right, we're back where Eden Valley Watkins gets a run in the first. And it's 1-0, couple of walks, and then a little punch single to right. Leading off for the Pioneers, this is the batting order that Coach Sayre has put together today. It's pretty familiar. Leading off will be the pitcher, Lane Gertz, then second baseman Aaron Weber. Noah Bozer will bat third in center field. The catcher, Matt Cummett, in the cleanup spot again. Cody Meyer, the shortstop, hitting fifth today. Teddy Daler, first baseman, hitting sixth. Batting seventh and DHing is David Skiba. David batting for right fielder Colton Eichens. And then in the eighth spot, Nick Harrell, the left fielder, and Matt Tauges will bat ninth and play third. Gertz, Weber, Bozer, Cummett, Meyer, Daler, Skiba, Harrell, Tauges. And on the mound, for the Eagles, left-hander Matt Leese. And he drops one in for a strike. Well, the scouting report from Coach Dan Sears, he doesn't throw hard, but he keeps you off balance in the first pitch. Found the corner for a strike. 0-1. He's not a big kid. Slings it up there, and Lane took a hack and knocks it foul. 0-2. 1-0 Eagles. Just underway here this afternoon. And the snow has stopped for now. It was actually during the national anthem, it was coming down pretty good, almost at a sideways angle with the strong wind. That went inside. And if it had started to snow a little harder, the Eagles might have been able to sneak an extra fielder out there. Who would have noticed in those all-white uniforms? Here's a breaking ball. Almost got him on the front leg. Lane pulled that leg away, and it's two balls, two strikes. Weber and Bozer on deck. Playing him to pull a little bit in the outfield, and first next pitch lifted back and out over the grandstand here at Legion Park. Eagle center fielder is Reese Jansen. He's flanked in left by Matt Schindler and in right by Luke Ludwig. Lease's pitch, tapper off the plate and drifting foul. Still 2-2 to Gertz. Good battle here to the leadoff man. The catcher is Jordan Unterberger. Austin Schlangen at first. Second baseman Patrick Janisch. Shortstop is Travis Thielen. And at third, Logan Lynn. Fastball misses high, and it's a full count. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to the leadoff hitter, Lane Gertz. And the delivery. High, walked him. Good at-bat for Gertz. Saw a lot of pitches, and he'll go to first with a leadoff walk. And Teddy Daler will run the jacket out to him. It'll bring up Aaron Weber. Rick Shabluski coaching at first, Dan Sayre at third. And Weber to bat. If you missed the pregame interview, I talked with Coach Sayre about the conditions today, and I said, you know, if you talk to some of your young players like Noah Bozer and Cody Meyer, who have older brothers playing college ball, Ben up in Bemidji and Cody up in Brainerd, college players would love conditions like this. They play in anything almost, barring lightning. I mean, they'll play in sleet, they'll play in snow to get those games in as Weber takes a fastball for a strike. Noah Bozer is on deck. Weber long look to third. Leadoff walk to Gertz. Eagles 1, Pioneers 0, just underway. Gertz with his lead. And Lease comes set. There goes the runner. Pitches inside on the corner. Strike. Unterberger throws. Rainbows down to second. Easy steal for Lane Gertz. Pitch was a strike, so it's 0-2 to Aaron Weber with Gertz stealing his way into scoring position here. Gertz now with his secondary lead at second. There's one that got away from Lease. It almost went to the screen as Unterberger had to reach up for that one to the third or to the left-hand hitter's batter's box side. Ball and two strikes now to Weber, the junior second baseman. And the pitch. Swing and a foul over the first base dugout. Well, I'm sure on Thursday, when the Pioneers go to Maple Lake, which will be a really big doubleheader for the Pioneers and the Irish, I'm sure Cody Meyer will throw one of those ball games. And we'll see who Coach Sayre goes with the other one. There's a little fly ball behind second glove there nicely by Janisch. Boy, he covered a lot of ground and made the catch in shallow center field as Weber retired. Boy, I thought that was going to drop in shallow center field. Gertz never broke for third, so he got a pretty good look at it. The ball was coming right over his head. So Lane held near second. He would have been an easy double off because the shortstop was right near the bag for a potential relay throw from Janisch. That was Travis Thielen. Brings up Noah Bozer, who watches a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Bozer with the tying run at second. That brings Matt Kummet into the on-deck circle. Lease looks and delivers a fastball. It got away from Unterberger, and Gertz will race to third. Outside and not able to extend the arm and glove wide enough, Jordan Unterberger. So it's 2-0, a wild pitch, tying run at third. One out. See how the Eagles play it defensively. They're not coming in to cut off the run. Middle infielder's deep, and ooh, look out in the dugout over there. Boy, did Noah have a late swing, and he scurried everybody in the dugout third base side. 2-1 now to Noah Bozer. Matt Pepping's dog enjoying the beautiful weather down there. It's got to be perfect for Matt's dog. There's a line drive base hit to left field. That'll score Lane Gertz, an RBI opposite field single for Bozer. 1-1. He just shot it right by third baseman Logan Lynn. Little reaction time there. That was a well-hit ball. So we're tied up. Each team getting a run in the first. Are the Pioneers done scoring? Here's Matt Cummett, the catcher. Bulls are now at first, held by Schlagen. There goes Noah. Pitch is high. Throw from Unterberger is on one hop to second, and Noah has a stolen base. So early indications are that Danny Sayre is going to turn the team loose on the bases here. Both Gertz and Bozer with steals here in the inning. Pitch was high, 1-0. And they're stealing on a left-hander, which is usually a little harder to do, but Unterberger maybe not the strongest of arms behind the plate as Lease drops a curveball in to even the count at 1-1 to Matt Cummett. That throw was on target, just took a while to get there. So the go-ahead run at second now for the Pioneers in the form of Noah Bozer. Here's Cummett. There goes Bozer, and he's going to steal easily. Bozer got a great jump. Even though the ball kicked in the dirt and away, we're going to give Noah a steal. He was running off the pitch on that. It's 2-1. Back-to-back steals now for Noah Bozer. And the pitch from Lease. Cummett watches on the corner. Strike two is called to the left-handed hitting catcher. And again, the Eagles are not pulling the infield in, so they're not cutting off the run at the plate. Yanish at second, Thielen at short, both normal depth. Cummett watches low. Unterberger stops. Full count. Good stop by Jordan Unterberger. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the set and the pitch. Cummett drives one to center field. Here comes, and it drops. Boy, Jansen checked up on that ball, and it dropped in front of him, and it's an RBI single for Matt Cummett, scoring Noah Bozer, and the Pioneers take a 2-1 lead. Boy, Matt got that one up into that strong wind, and that might be why Reese Jansen got fooled a little bit. That ball really got knocked down into that strong wind. And an RBI single for Matt Cummett scoring Bozer, and it brings up Cody Meyer. 2-1, Pioneers. And we'll see if they turn turn Matt Cummett loose. He's got a very short lead over there. Cody hits one in the air to right. Going back to second baseman, Yanish. He won't get to it. The right fielder comes up throwing. They'll get a force at second. Luke Ludwig. And that's Jack Gruber that was running for Matt. And that's a force out. Not a lot that Jack can do on that type of play there where it's a pop-up just behind second. Ooh, did Cody jam his hand or what's... Coach Jablewski's over there and time has been called. And in this cold weather and you get one off the end of the bat, it probably gives a little stinger up the arm there. Let's hope that's all it is. It'll go as a fielder's choice, 9-6, with the right fielder Ludwig picking up the ball and throwing it to the shortstop Travis Thielen to force out Jack Gruber at second for the second out of the inning. I'm going to go out on a limb, and my unofficial WebMD says that that's just a little stinger on a cold day off the end of the bat pop-up like that. Let's hope that's all it was for Cody. Here's now Teddy Daler. Cody draws a throw to first. Two outs. Meyer is at first. Daler batting sixth, playing first. Another throw over from the lefty. No tag applied by Austin Schlagen. 2-1 Pioneers, back-to-back RBI singles by Noah Bozer and Matt Cummett here in the first inning. Here's the set by the lefty. There goes Meyer, pitch well outside, won't even have a chance to throw his Unterbergers. He had to dive out to just to glove that ball. And Meyer has the Pioneers' fourth stolen base of the inning. Pitch was well outside to Teddy. It's one ball, no strikes. And a couple of looks here by the lefty, and nobody's covering the bag as Lease does eventually turn and bluff a throw, and Cody gets back to the bag. David Skiba on deck. Here's Lease. Two looks back over his left shoulder and the delivery. Off the plate, outside. 2-0. Teddy wears number 7. You know, Teddy's about that size of kid. If he batted left-handed and if you were looking at him from behind, you'd swear it was Joe Mauer up there, wouldn't you? And Teddy probably won't ground out to second as often either. There's a throw, and Cody dives back in. 2-1, Pioneers. Two ball count here to Daler. Teddy watches it outside, 3-0. And a delayed steal, and Meyer catches the Eagles napping. Cody on the throwback to the pitcher all of a sudden broke for third. And the Pioneers running at will here. 5 first inning stolen bases. There are 2 outs, and there's a strike on the 3-0 fastball. JV games going on out and beyond left field. These two teams were supposed to play earlier this year. It's the only game that's been postponed due to weather. They'll make that up. I believe it's May 12th is the makeup date down in Eden Valley Watkins. The set to Daler. 3-1 pitch on the way. Teddy, good cut. Boy, he took a rip at that. Came up empty. 3-2. Of course, Watkins is the co-host this year for the state amateur baseball tournament, and they're working hard on improving the field down in Watkins. It's not the high school field, though. There's a drive. Oh, caught at third. What a nice play at third by Logan Lynn, going to his left and reaching up, taking an RBI single away from Daler. He lines out to third. Hit it right on the nose, though. But the Pioneers score 2 runs on 2 hits. The highlight, though, 5 stolen bases in the inning. They leave a runner on third base. At the end of 1 inning, it's now Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hadditch from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Piers. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
All right, we're back at Piers Legion Park, where the catcher for the Eagles, Jordan Underberger, leads off. This is 7, 8, and 9 in their order. Lane Gertz on the mound, and first two pitches have been swung on and missed. So Gertz quickly ahead, 0-2 to the Eagle catcher. Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1, top of the second. Gertz is 0-2. Fastball right there, strike 3. Lane, a 3-pitch strikeout. Both of Lane's strikeouts have been called third strikes. He got Austin Schlangen looking in the first, and he starts the second, ringing up Unterberger. Now it's the DH. Corey Mathias batting for right fielder Luke Ludwig. Gertz delivers one hopper to Weber. Second baseman over to Daler, and just like that, two outs. Sharply hit there by the DH, Corey Mathias. But right at Aaron Weber, who made the play. Two down. And now it's left fielder Matt Schindler to bat. Schindler batting ninth, playing left. There's a strike. Gertz locked in here. Pretty good in the second inning. He struck out one, walked two in the first, gave up one run, one hit through 23 pitches. Fouled out of play. Gertz ahead 0-2. Nothing but strikes so far in this inning for Lane Gertz. Six pitches, six strikes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three up, three down on seven pitches. Two strikeouts for Lane Gertz. You can't do much better than that. Pioneers are back in the dugout on offense. It's Piers 2 and the Eagles of Eden Valley. Watkins 1. Pioneers have Skiba, Harold, and Touges due up when we return.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student-athletes.
Welcome back to Piers Legion Park, where we head to the bottom of the second inning. Central Minnesota Conference baseball action here today, with Piers leading, visiting Eden Valley Watkins 2-1. And the bottom third of the order for the Pioneers coming up. Designated hitter David Skiba will lead off. He's batting for right fielder Colton Eichens this afternoon. Then it's left fielder Nick Harold and third baseman Matt Touges. So a little bit of a defensive change for Coach Sayre today. Nick has been playing some right field and some left. Colton, I guess they've been alternating back and forth. Nobody really has established themselves as an everyday guy, and that's just being versatile, being able to play numerous positions and giving your head coach plenty of options to get guys in the lineup. Here's David Skiba. We'll see if he's hit by a pitch here. I'm making a call. There's a strike. Outside corner from Matt Lease. David's been hit in every game this year, and that's not something to be real proud of, but it's a fact. There's a foul ball down the line and right. It's going to be pushed and out of play. Two strikes to Skiba. No strikeouts, one walk, two hits given up in the first inning by the lefty, Matt Lease. Two strikes to Skiba. Swing and a miss, he got him. Fastball and David out on strikes, one away. First strikeout for the lefty, Lease. It took Lease 30 pitches to get through that first inning. Piers, when they had guys on base, they were running. They stole five bases as Harold, first pitch swinging. Unterberger, the catcher, never picked it up, and it drops behind him. He never saw it coming off the bat, and so Nick Harold in an 0-1 hole here. Batting eighth, playing left field this afternoon, the junior, Nick Harold. And then Matt Touges will bat. 0-1. Here's the pitch from Lease. Little inside. Ball and a strike. I think the Twins go down to Kansas City. Their next series. Wild tonight. Game three at the X against St. Louis. There's one outside. 2-1. Boy, look at the room in right center. You could put 40 acres of crops in out there. That one fouled back, 2-2. Listen to me throw around farming knowledge like I know what I'm talking about. City boy. 2-2 to Harold. Lease, a little bit low. Good stop by Unterberger, even though nobody on base. 3-2. Still like to see the technique used. The outfielder's just kind of jogging around out there, trying to stay limber in this cold weather. The payoff pitch. Strike three called. Harold called out on strikes. Two down. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the inning for Matt Lease. Reese Jansen's going to put on about a mile and a half this half inning out there, just running back and forth from left center to center. Here's third baseman Matt Taugis, batting ninth. And Matt watches one a little bit in. Matt wasn't in the lineup against Foley. Michael Meyer was there. They've kind of platooned in that spot. Here's the 1-0 breaking pitch in for a strike. But in just talking with coaches Sayre and Shablewski in the dugout postgame, they're very happy with Matt's production offensively. Said he doesn't have a hit yet, but, boy, he's done everything. He's walked a couple of times. He bunts when they need him to bunt. Just the little things. There's a good curveball from Lease in for strike two. So Lease trying to match the performance of Gertz. Little bit low. 2-2. Left-handed hitting Taugis. Top of the order, Lane Gertz on deck. We're in the bottom of the second. Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1. 2-2 pitch. Curveball slapped to first. Schlongen should have it. He does. Beats Taugis to the bag, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. At the end of two here at Piers Legion Park, score remains Pioneers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Top of the third inning, Lane Gertz faces the top of the order. This is center fielder Reese Jansen taking strike one. 2-1 Pioneers. There's a ground ball fair past third. Jansen strokes it down the line, played back in by Harold. And a base hit to left to start the inning. Just fair past a diving Matt Taugis. Second Eagle hit. And it'll bring up the pitcher, Matt Lease. And we'll see if the Eagles now are going to bunt here. Jansen had hit back to Lane Gertz to lead off the ball game. Now he's 1-for-2. Left-handed hitting Lease walked and scored an Eagle run in the first inning. The only run. There's the bunt. Gertz fields in front of the mound. Throws to first. Sacrifice is done. Daler throws behind the runner and zips it into left, but the runner holds it second. Well, a chancy play there by Teddy, but luckily Harold alert to back that up. So a sacrifice bunt for Lease. He's out on a 1-3 putout, one away. And up to second on the play is Jansen. He's the tying run now for third baseman Logan Lynn, who walked his only time up. Lane walked back-to-back batters in the first. Swing and a miss. 34 pitches now for Lane Gertz. He has struck out three, walked two. He's given up a run on two hits. Tying run at second, one out in the third. Leane turns off the rubber, looks back to second, but holds the ball, doesn't throw. Reese Jansen. Great three-sport athlete here for Eden Valley Watkins. Quarterback, their football team, starting point guard on a section runner-up basketball team for Adam Langer, and starting center fielder for the baseball team. That one's low, 1-1. Right-handed hitting, Logan Lynn at the plate, trying to bring home the tying run. One ball, one strike. Schlangen on deck. Fastball, ground ball. Cody Meyer on two hops, looks the runner back, throws to Daler, two outs. No chance for Jansen to advance. Ball hit right in front of him. And now first baseman Austin Schlangen will try and bring that tying run home. Schlangen called out on strikes in the first. The big first baseman. He liked Jansen, three-way star. Football, basketball, baseball. Power forward for Adam Langer. Lineman for the Eagle football team. Here's the Gertz pitch, little in, and Cummett had a little trouble, and Jansen kind of moved off the bag a little bit and then realized, I better get back. He sprinted back to the bag. One ball, no strikes to Schlangen. Well, Colt Nyshens has decided it's too cold for him just in a jersey, so he is the first to put on a jacket. No shame in that. Somebody's got to be a leader. 1-0 pitch. Schlangen ground ball to Meyer. Cody on the short hop knocks it down, picks it up, throws him out. And that's all for Eden Valley Watkins. Hey, Mike Meyer listening. Your grandson just made a couple of nice plays in the field to help the Pioneers hold on to the lead. It's 2-1 Piers after 2.5.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-25.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
We head to the bottom of the third inning. Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1, in the top of the order, Lane Gertz to lead it off. Against lefty Matt Lease. Lease through two innings has allowed two runs, couple of hits. Back-to-back RBI singles in the first, and Noah Bozer and Matt Cummett, the difference in the ballgame. Gertz walked, stole a base, and scored on Bozer's hit in the first. 44 pitches through two for Lease. He has fanned two, walked one. Pioneers have stolen five bases, but Lease has retired four in a row in a big uppercut swing by Gertz, 0-1. Chased one. So it'll be Gertz, Weber, and Bozer against Lease in the third. There's a drive to left. That's down for a clean hit. Gertz will round first and check up with a single. Boy, he was aggressive swing out there. You could tell from that big uppercut swing to start the at-bat, he was going up there looking to hit, and he got a hold of that one, driving one to left for the Pioneers' third hit of the ball game, and he'll don the jacket over there, and it'll bring up Aaron Weber. Weber popped up to the second baseman, Yanish, who made a nice catch going out towards center field in the first inning. Pioneers now out hitting the Eagles, 3-2, all singles today. Weber long look to third, tells you there might be something on here. And the set by, oh, they got Gertz picked off. Lane went on first move, and they guessed right that time, did Lease. Pioneers maybe got a little greedy there, thinking you can run with no consequences, but you got to make sure. And Lane took one step towards second, and the lefty caught him. Gertz picked off. One away. And Lease misses outside on the first pitch to Weber. 1-0. If you're the Eagles, I would probably bring your left fielder Matt Schindler in about 10 feet. He's pretty deep out there and left with that 25-mile-an-hour wind behind his back. Swing and a foul by Weber. It's ball and a strike now. So Gertz singles, then picked off by the lefty. That's a good move, though. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball moves Aaron off the plate. Inside about knee high. 2-1. Pioneers go to Maple Lake on Thursday. They'll play two. First game of the doubleheader starts at 4 o'clock. We'll have them both here. And Weber takes low ball 3. The other doubleheaders coming up on Thursday, as everybody's involved in doubleheader action. BBE at Kimball, Rockford at Holdingford, Eden Valley Watkins at Howard Lake. All doubleheaders. There's a strike called. 3-2. There are four of those. The 23rd of this month, that's Thursday, all doubleheaders in the conference. Pop up towards first, towards the fence, Schlangen over it. It stayed in the ballpark. Schlangen just didn't get to it. Would have had a play if he'd been there. So the 23rd of April is all doubleheader action. The 30th of April, so a week later, a week from Thursday, Piers will host a doubleheader. Kimball is here. On the 7th of May, Piers plays two at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Weber pops it up. Infield, right side, Janisch coming in. And for the second time, Aaron Weber's popped up to his counterpart, the second baseman for the Eagles, Janisch. This one on the infield grass, the other one on the outfield grass. Two away, and here's the center fielder, Noah Bozer. And then the fourth doubleheader of the schedule is on the 14th, and that'll be here against Rockford. And that got Noah. Noah didn't. Noah was able to bend forward on that one and went behind his back. One ball. So Piers will see Maple Lake, Kimball, Howard Lake, and Rockford in doubleheaders this year. There's a swing and a miss by Noah, 1-1. RBI single, two stolen bases, and a run in the first inning for Noah Bozer. The 1-1 pitch. Off speed, ripped to right. Will it be extra bases? It's headed to the corner. And Noah's going to race for second. There's going to be a throw, but not in time as Bozer with a two-out double into the corner and right. Bozer right on the barrel of the bat, pulling it down the line in right. Ludwig, the right fielder, made a good play on it, but Noah just never stopped running. He was thinking double right out of the batter's box. First extra base hit of the game, and it'll bring up the catcher, Matt Kummet. Noah's 2-for-2. Kummet, RBI single, his first time up. At least comes set, checks Bozer. Three looks. And that one sails on Lease. High, 1-0. Well, Noah stole third in the first inning. But you never want to make a third out at third base. Swing and a pop foul out of play. Hunterberger has no chance on this. It's a ball and a strike now to left-handed hitting Matt Kummet. Bolzer with a two-out double here in the third. Here's the least look. Paying close attention to Noah. 1-1 slow breaking ball hit towards Jansen. Reese comes in, makes the catch. Kummet hits it on a line, but right at the center fielder, and that's all for Piers. They get a two-out double, but Bozer stranded at second. At the end of three complete, the score remains Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available?
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowner's coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
Top of the fourth inning. It's Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1. It's been 2-1 since the first. Both pitchers hanging up zeros in the second and third innings. And now we go to the fourth, and the Eagles have Travis Thielen, Patrick Janisch, and Jordan Unterberger due up 5, 6, and 7 in the order against Lane Gertz. Lane has struck out 3. He's walked 2. 39 pitches, allowing a run, 2 hits. Thielen stroked an RBI single to right in the first inning for the Eagles' lone run, and he takes ball one. Travis Thielen, the junior shortstop. 1-0 fastball, good pitch, right at the knees. 1-1 now to Thielen. Lane ready, and goes into the wind. The pitch, off speed, and that got him. I think it caught him on the jersey coming inside. And the tying run reaches to begin the inning on a hit by pitch. And that'll bring up second baseman Patrick Janisch. So we'll see if the Eagles want to bunt again. They got the leadoff man on last inning when Reese Jansen singled, and then he was sacrificed by Lease. And again, a leadoff runner on here. Tau just creeps up at third thinking bunt. Taylor holding, the Janisch squares, pitch off the glove of Clement, and there is a pitch that will allow the tying run to motor to second. 1-0 to Janisch, and now you can bunt him to third. That's what I would do. And you basically got gifted a base right there. One ball to Janisch. The slightly built second baseman. Long look to second by Lane Gertz. There's the square, and it's bunted. Gertz off the mound. Over to cover is Weber from his second base spot. They get the out at first, and the Eagles execute well. A sacrifice bunt. Their second of the ball game. And to third goes Travis Thielen, one away. And here's the catcher, Jordan Unterberger, now with a tying run at third and one out in the fourth inning. Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1, but that might be about to change as Dan Sayre motions his infield to come in to cut off the run. Here's the first pitch, low, good stop by Matt Cummett. Unterberger got called out on strikes leading off the second. One ball, right-handed hitting catcher. Cummett puts down the sign. Gertz. Brief look to third. He's working from the set. Here's the pitch. And it's low and outside. Pioneers, it looked like they had a pickoff play on. But the ball popped away from Matt Cummett once that happened. Everything goes by the boards there. They had Tauges charging in and Meyer trying to sneak in from short over to third. 2-0. Here's Lane's pitch. In for a strike, 2-1. One out, tying run at third in the fourth inning. Gertz trying to get a big out here without that run coming home. Bulls are well in center, and all the outfielders are in. Low Cummett stops, and it's three balls and a strike. On deck is the designated hitter, Corey Matthijs. Three-one pitch. Gertz delivers. Fastball low. He walked them. Runners at the corners. First and third now for the Eagles' designated hitter, Corey Matthijs. Batting for Luke Ludwig. Matthijs hit the ball hard right at Aaron Weber in the second inning. Second baseman for the Pioneers. Pioneers are going to move their middle infielders back to medium now. Weber and Meyer maybe get a ground ball that they can get an inning-ending double play. Here's the set and the pitch. It's a ground ball right to second. Meyer to Meyer for Daler, and they get the double play. Big double play turned by the Pioneers. It was Weber to Meyer to Daler. 4-6-3, exactly what the Pioneers wanted and got. So the Eagles threatened but failed to score. No runs, no hits. There was one man left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Score remains. Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth, the senior shortstop, Cody Meyer. 2-1, Pierce maintains that one-run lead, getting an inning-ending double play in the top of the inning. Eagles had first and third, one out, and one pitch from Gertz got a double play. Meyer taps one foul on the first pitch. Cody reached on a fielder's choice and was stranded at third after stealing two bases. He stole second and third. The one strike pitch from Lease. Cody knocks it foul into the screen. 0-2 now to Meyer. He'll be followed by Daler and Skiba for the Pioneers. Pierce, two runs, three hits, no errors. They've left two on. Eagles, a run, two hits, no errors. They've stranded four. Lease has struck out two, walked one, allowed two runs, three hits. Time granted to Meyer. Pierce, one in the first. Actually, two in the first. RBI hits by Bozer and Cummett back-to-back. The only other hit is a Bozer double last inning. There's a fly ball towards right, and it is caught. Coming in, Luke Ludwig to make that catch off the bat of Meyer, and there's one away. Brings up the first baseman, Teddy Daler, and watching that play develop, it reminds me of what Pat Illies, the BBE coach, when they were over here a week or so ago, and I was over in their dugout when he was talking to his team, and it was not as cloudy and not as cold, but it was certainly as windy that day as Daler swings and misses, 0-1. And You know you're dealing with young teams and youngsters when the message from the coach was, if your hat gets blown off, don't worry about it. Don't go to pick it up. Make the play on the ball first. It was one of the first things he told his team. 1-1 as Daler took it low. Curveball, good one from Lees, called a strike, 1-2. Teddy lined out to the third baseman, Lynn, to end the first inning. Hit the ball hard, but Lynn made a nice play to his left. 1-2, two strikes to Daler. Low, 2-2, kicking up some dirt in front of home plate. And I bring that up because Ludwig's hat came flying off as he came charging in to make that catch off Meyer's bat. 2-2 to Daler. Curveball. That one's one hop to Lynn. Long throw. Dug out by Schlung. A nice play at the corners. Good decision early by Logan Lynn there. He took one step back to give himself a good hop to handle. His throw was a long one, a little bit low, but nicely dug out over there by Austin Schlungen. Two quick outs here in the fourth. Brings up Pierce designated hitter David Skiba. The Pioneers still lead this game 2-1. It was that score after one, and here it is 2-1 in the fourth now as the pitchers have asserted control here. There's a strike call. David struck out his only time up, leading off the second. He bats with two outs, bases empty in the fourth. David ground ball slowly hit to second. Yanish will have it. Flip to first. 1-2-3 inning. Lynn makes a play at third. Yanish at second. And Ludwig in right as Matt Lees uses his fielders that inning to get Pierce in order. At the end of four full innings, still Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1. 9-1-2 due up for the Eagles in the fifth.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Top of the fifth inning coming up now, and Eden Valley Watkins has left fielder Matt Schindler to lead things off. Schindler against Gertz, 9-1-2, 2-1 Pioneers. Schindler bunts. Gertz pounces on it, throws, and got him. One pitch. Schindler out, pitcher to first. He couldn't push it up the line either to first or third, ended up bunting it right back at Lane Gertz, who made the easy play. So one quick out here in the fifth, top of the order. Now Reese Jansen, he's got a base hit, and he bounced back to Lane to start the ball game. And Gertz, first pitch, low ball one. Two to one Pioneers, they're out hitting the Eagles. 4-2. Gertz unleashes a fastball at the knees for a strike. Evens it at 1-1. Pitcher Matt Lees on deck. And Lane's 1-1 pitch. High fly to left. Harold will have room. Waits on it. Looks up into the snow flurries and makes the catch. Lost it in the snow almost. Now, good play by Nick, battling the wind and the snow out there. Two outs here in the inning. And now Lees the pitcher. Here's Matt Lees taking ball one. Least in the game has a sacrifice bunt, a walk, and he has scored the Eagles' lone run back in the first. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball to Daler. Nice play. Teddy knocks it down, picks it up. Two steps to the bag, and the Eagles are done in order. 2-4-5 pitch inning there for Gertz. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's still 2-1 Pioneers.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Piers Legion Park, where the snow flurries continue here. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Pioneers leading the Eagles 2-1 as Nick Harold stands in. And Nick watches it. Ball one from Matt Lease. That was Lease's 70th pitch of the ball game. Two strikeouts and a walk for Lease. He's allowed two runs on four base hits. The 1-0. Nick fisted behind the mound. Lease will drift back and make the catch towards short. Got jammed and one away. Those are the kind of outs you get on a day like today. In on the hand, that's good pitching too. On a day like today, you work inside and guys can't get a whole lot on a swing. Here's Matt Tauges now. Matt grounded out to Schlangen. His only time up, and breaking ball misses outside ball one. Matt's out was the final out of the second inning. Since Bolzer's two-out double, five in a row, set down by the lefty Matt Lease. Fastball, ground ball to second. Yanish on three hops. Over to Schlangen, two outs. Two quick outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Top of the order now, Lane Gertz, who turned on a pitch and singled to left his last time up, but then got picked off by Lease. He's also walked, stolen a base, and scored. Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Lease ready. First pitch to Gertz. Slow breaking ball misses wide, ball one. Softball team is in Eden Valley Watkins today. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Lease, Gertz took a strike on that same curveball. This time he got it in. 1-1. Lease wears number 7 on his jersey. Small left-handed kid. 1-1 fastball. Threw it by him. 1-2. So he'd thrown him a couple of slow breaking balls and then snuck a fastball. It looks like 90 when you've thrown a couple of at about 45. You hump it up to 60. Lane leaves that breaking ball up and away, and it's a ball or two ball, two strike count now. Harold popped up to the pitcher. Tauges grounded to second, and now a 2-2 count to Gertz. There's a ground ball, tap, foul up the third base line. Still 2-2. On deck would be Aaron Weber if Lane keeps the bottom of the fifth alive. All the runs came in the first inning. It's 2-1. Here's the pitch again. 2-2. Gertz, chopper, left side of the infield, charging up with it. Third, Lynn, over to Schlangen, and the Pioneers are done. 5-3 ground out there. Lynn to Schlangen, and Piers, and the Eagles remain 2-1 through five innings. In the sixth inning, it's 3-4-5 in the Eagle order.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
In less than ideal weather conditions today, we've had a pretty good ball game played. 2-1. As we go to the sixth inning, Pierce in front of Eden Valley Watkins. Both Lane Gertz and Matt Lease gave up runs, all the runs in the first inning, and nothing but zeros after that. Here's the heart of the order, though, for the Eagles. This might be the toughest test for Lane Gertz. We're in the sixth inning of a scheduled seven. It's the third baseman, number three hitter, Logan Lynn, to lead off. And Gertz's first pitch grounded to Tauges. Cleanly, Matt, across to Daler, one pitch, one out. That ball never really even hopped. It just rolled right off the bat all the way through the grass to Matt Tauges. One away. It took Gertz five pitches to retire the Eagles' last inning, so he's gotten four outs on his last six pitches. He had a nine-pitch third inning. There's one in the dirt to Austin Schlangen, who's been called out on strikes and grounded out to Cody Meyer at short, 0 for 2 today. So to get that leadoff out is a big one. One away here in the inning on just one pitch. Lane Gertz, three strikeouts, three walks. He's hit a batter. He's given up a run, two hits. Popped him up behind second. It is Eichens calling for it, and Colton makes the catch. Colton took charge of that right away. He immediately threw out the arms, and you could audibly hear him saying, "I got it, I got it." And both Weber and Bowles are kind of peeled away as Colton with the play. So that's now five pitches on, or five outs on the last eight pitches for Lane Gertz. Fisted towards first. Daler's going to have a play, and there's a 1-2-3 four-pitch inning. Well, you could only do one pitch better. In the seventh, I expect Lane to throw three pitches and get us out of here. He's gone five pitches, now four pitches, and with one inning to go, it's Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1. We head to the bottom of inning number 6, where the Pioneers have Weber, Bowser, and Kummet due up.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you, because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1, and Aaron Weber to lead off. In the sixth against Matt Lease, Aaron twice has popped up to second baseman Patrick Janisch. Up and high. Ball one. One ball. Here's one in the dirt. 2-0. Weber, Bolzer, Kummet. 2-3-4 in the order. In on the corner for a strike. 2-1 now to Weber. Piers with just four hits today, but the Eagles only two. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, base hit. Make it five hits as Weber singles up the middle. Well, he's given Yanish some business today. That time he got it up the middle to the second base side of second. A leadoff hit for Aaron Weber. 1-for-3 now for Aaron. Here's Noah Bolzer, who's 2-for-2. He's got the game's only extra base hit, a two-out double in the third. Ripped it into the right field corner. He singled in a run in the first. And a gallop balk on Lease. Base umpire Dave Zabzalka calls a balk. And that'll advance Weber to second base. So a big runner out there for the Pioneers here in a 2-1 ball game in the sixth inning. And this is the guy you want up there if you need a run. Bolzer, an excellent run producer. And he spins away from a high, tight curveball. 1-0 to Bolzer. He had drove in five runs in the game at Holdingford last week. Pitch inside, 2-0. Pioneers coming off a 5-1 loss here to Foley. Noah was 1-for-3 in that, or 1-for-2 in that game. Ooh, he way out in front on a ball that Noah was almost all the way through the swing by the time the ball got to home. He was really fooled by that change of pace there from the lefty Lease. 2-1. And a step off by the pitcher and Weber back to the bag. No throw. Beers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1, bottom of the sixth, nobody out. Lease delivers and misses low. 3-1. On deck is Matt Kummet, the catcher. Weber at second. He singled and then was balked to second. There's ball four. Low Bolzer reaches. First and second now. Second walk issued by the left-hander, Matt Lease, and it brings Mike Tomsche, the coach, out of the dugout to visit. And the outfielders will jog over and visit in the center field grass area, while the infielders all come up to the hill. So this is a strategy session, not a pitching change visit for Coach Tomsche. As the Eagles talking over how they want to defend this situation. You got two on, nobody out, a good hitter up there in Matt Kummet. An RBI single in the first, a flyout to Reese Jansen in center field to end the third. So everybody has had their say, and all the players head back to their positions and we're ready to resume baseball. Boy, the Pioneers would love to get some runs here in the sixth and pad their lead going into the seventh. Here's the pitch to Kummet. Boy, he bunted. Lease charging in. He'll have one play and he'll have to hurry that, and it hit Kummet in the back. But backing up the play was Yanish. And Matt got drilled between the shoulder blades, but I'm not sure that's the issue with Matt. He and Schlangen collided, and boy, Schlangen's a big guy. When you hit Schlangen, Schlangen also banged up. He's holding his left elbow. Matt may have taken that elbow in the back. So a lot of things happened on that.
Come on, Tim, take a cut.
I think we're going to rule that a base hit for Matt Cummitt on the bunt. I think he was going to beat that out. They're loaded. Jack Gruber in the run for Matt. And the batter is Cody Meyer. Chance to blow this one open here. Swinging a pop-up. Shallow right. Long run. Ludwig still coming and now gets there and makes the catch. Runners have to hold. Ludwig covered a lot of ground coming in, making the catch near the line behind first. And on one pitch, Lease gets a big out there. And now Teddy Daler to bat. Teddy has lined to third and hit a sharp bouncer to third. 0 for 2. He's pulled the ball twice. Base is loaded with one out. Here's the Lease pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. So this is a big situation. The Pioneers had a big situation of their own back in the fourth inning when Eden Valley had runners at first and third, and a double play ball ended that inning. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2. Good pitcher's battle here today between Gertz and Lease. Infield's in for Eden Valley Watkins. And the two-strike pitch to Teddy. Fisted behind third. If it's fair, it's down for a hit. It's foul. Just by a bit. Boy, Teddy really got jammed. And it went down the line and left and just foul. Two strikes. Schlangen playing off the bag at first. Again, it's Jack Gruber, the senior, courtesy running for catcher Matt Cummitt at first base. Noah Bozer at second. Aaron Weber at third. Pitch is fouled away. So this will be the fifth pitch of the at-bat. The first four have all been strikes to Teddy. Trying to come up with a big hit here in the sixth inning. Weber singled. Bozer walked. Bunt single for Cummitt. Swing and a miss. Got by the catcher, but no advancement as bases are full. So no throw necessary for Underberger. And there's a strikeout for Lease. His third of the ballgame, but by far his biggest. And Colt Nations is going to bat here for David Skiba. So this will be the first at-bat of the game. Weber's breaking for home, and they're going to have him dead to rights. Weber came racing home. The pitch came right in, and Underberger, all he had to do was turn in and throw, and there was a missed sign there somehow. So the Pioneers try to straight steal home, and they load the bases with nobody out and fail to score. Let's hope it doesn't hurt the Pioneers. They had a golden chance. Come up empty. It's 2-1 after six.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline.
The Pierce Pioneer. Have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
2-1. Pierce leading Eden Valley Watkins. That was the score after one inning, and it's still the score as we go to the seventh inning. As Lane Gertz, ready to throw his first pitch, and the first batter he will face is second baseman Patrick Janisch, the number six hitter in the order. He is grounded out to short, hit back to the pitcher. And the first pitch, low ball one. Pierce, two runs, six hits, no errors. Eden Valley Watkins, a run on two hits and no errors. Gertz's 1-0 delivery, high and tight, 2-0. That's only 61 pitches for Lane Gertz. He has struck out three, walked three, and hit one. The 2-0 fastball in for a strike. 2-1. Last inning, after this pitch, the Pioneers were back in the dugout already. A four-pitch half inning for Lane. Here's the 2-1 offering. Fastball, strike two. We're in the top of the seventh. Pioneers holding to a 2-1 lead. Comet puts down the sign. Here's Lane's 2-2 pitch. Just in, and that is ball three. 3-2 to the leadoff batter, second baseman Patrick Janisch. Right-handed hitter. On deck, Unterberger, the catcher, the payoff pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Got him. Big strikeout. Comet, actually a foul tip held by Matt. Big strikeout for Gertz, and there's one away. Strikeout number four for Lane, and it brings up their catcher, Jordan Unterberger. He has struck out and walked today. Gertz, first pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Pierce, 2-0 in the conference. 3-2 overall coming into today. Up and in. Eagles were 2-2 overall, 1-1 in the conference. One ball and a strike. Bases empty. Fastball just below the knees. Two balls and a strike to Unterberger. The right-handed hitting catcher again. The outfield playing in. Harold, Bozer, and Eichens. Here's the pitch from Gertz to Unterberger. 2-1 up and in. Oh, they got a strike called. 2-2. Pitch just must have caught the corner, says Pat Goldenick, our umpire. Two balls, two strikes. Swinging a foul off the handle, back to the screen. The designated hitter, Corey Mathias, is on deck. Here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Back-to-back strikeouts in the seventh for Lane Gertz. And now the last chance for the Eagles rests with Corey Mathias, their designated hitter. The last man to reach against Gertz was the previous batter, Unterberger, who walked. And this guy, Mathias, hit into an inning-ending double play. Eagles have not had a runner since then. Low ball one. Nine batters in a row retired for Lane Gertz. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Two outs, bases empty, in for a strike. 1-1. Lane has allowed only two hits. An RBI single to Travis Thielen in the first. A leadoff single to Reese Jansen in the third. Swinging a foul, and the Eagles are down to their final strike. 1-2 to Mathias. If he reaches, Matt Schindler on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch for Gertz, trying to finish it. Swinging a pop-up. Daler might have a chance at first. Near the fence. Teddy. And it's out of play. Wynn pushed that one out. Teddy's got long arms, but not that long. So another chance here for Mathias. One ball, two strikes, bases empty, two outs, a 2-1 lead for the Pioneers. Lane Gertz is ready. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike three, and the Pioneers win. He strikes out the side in the seventh inning. Pierce, 2, Eden Valley, Watkins, 1, your final score.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Back at Pierce Legion Park, Pierce stays undefeated in the CMC, improving to 3-0 with a close 2-1 win over Eden Valley Watkins, a game that took an hour and 28 minutes to play. For the Pioneers, they score 2 runs on 6 hits. No errors. They strand only 4 today. The Eagles, they're held to a run on 2 hits. They play errorless defense. They leave 4 men on base. It was a pitcher's battle today in these conditions. Cold, windy, and at times snowy. All the runs came in the first inning. Eden Valley Watkins got on the board in the top of the first with 1 out, back-to-back walks issued by Lane Gertz. And then with 2 outs, Travis Thielen poked an RBI single to right to score Matt Lease to make it 1-0. In the bottom of the first, Lane Gertz led off with a walk, stole second. With wild pitch to third, singled home by Noah Bozer to tie the game. Bozer would steal second and third and then score on Matt Kummet's single, and Pierce had a 2-1 lead, and that was it for the scoring. There were zeros the rest of the way as both Gertz and Lease shut the opposition down. The win goes to Gertz. He goes all 7 innings today, including striking out the side in the seventh. It gives him a total of 6 strikeouts. He doubles his strikeout total in that seventh inning. He walks 3, 2 of those in the first inning. He hit a batter, gave up 1 run on just 2 hits. The first inning RBI single to Travis Thielen, the leadoff single to Reese Jansen in the third. The only 2 hits allowed today by Lane Gertz. So he gets the win. He throws a total of 76 pitches in 7 innings. The loss goes to starter Matt Lease. He was pretty good today, 6 innings. Normally, a pitching performance like that, good enough to get you a W, but not today. 6 innings, 2 runs on 6 hits. Struck out 3, walked 2. He threw 96 pitches in his 6 innings. So Pioneer hits today. Lane Gertz goes 1-for-2. Walked, stole a base, scored a run. Aaron Weber, 1-for-3. Noah Bozer was 2-for-2, a walk, an RBI, a double, 2 steals, and a run. Matt Kummet, 2-for-3 today with an RBI single. And that's it for hits. Top 4 guys accounting for the 6 hits. 2 hits today for Kummet and Bozer. A hit apiece for Gertz and Weber. Pierce now 3-0 in the CMC. They go to 4-2 overall. They'll play a doubleheader at Maple Lake on Thursday. First game, 4 o'clock, with the second game to follow. For Eden Valley Watkins, they fall to 1-2 in the CMC, and they're now 2-3 overall. Next up, the Eagles have a doubleheader as well. They'll be at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on Thursday for 2. So the Pioneers win it 2-1 in an outstanding ball game in less than ideal conditions. We'll see you Thursday as the Pioneers and Irish play a key Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader. First pitch, 4 o'clock from Irish Stadium.